Okay. Tonight's Chabura, the brand new Perek, brand new Limud, an independent Limud, is sponsored by Ann and Jack Mermelstein in memory of Jack's mother, Margaret Mermelstein. Malia Bas Shlomo should have the Divrei Torah that we discuss tonight should be an Ilui for her neshama, and it should be a schus for everyone who just commemorated in Yom HaZikaron, all of the soldiers and people living in Eretz Yisrael that are Moser Nefesh, and also for those that are living with Mesiris Nefesh, and it should be a schus for them as well. So the Mishnah starts off Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah is, we're going to quickly go through the Mishnah, not be able to give detail to every line. We're going to speak about as few specific halachas that are relevant. But the Mishnah starts off with the dinim of Kohen Gadol. How do you deal in terms of a Kohen Gadol in the court of law? So the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol, can he be done? The Mishnah says, v'dan en oso. Kohen Gadol, done v'dan en oso. Meid u'meid en oso. Means Kohen Gadol is treated like a regular person. He has the ability to be a judge, and we judge him. He has the ability to test. He's obligated to testify, and we testify against him. Taisus at the bottom of the daf points out the placement of this Mishnah. Hadistan Kohen Gadol Basa Perakame Shum Da'aydi Distanya Perakame Milid Kohen Gadol. We really spoke about in Yanni Kohen Gadol when the shore of a Kohen Gadol we discussed other dinim of a Kohen Gadol. Pasuk V'Sharli V'Hadetan Elei Milo Shel Melech D'Chashiv Yineva Achar Chozol Inyan Lehelchos Dinim. So it was connected through the last Mishnah, and that's why they decided to make a Mishnah of Perek Kohen Gadol, which really are not necessarily so Sanhedrin topics. It's really an independent Perek. Really, a lot of new topics that we're going to learn in this Perek, a fascinating Perek that we're going to learn. So the Mishnah says there's nothing different in the court of law between a Kohen Gadol and a regular person, and other halachas regarding a Kohen Gadol. Chalitza cholten liishto. There is the mitzvah of chalitza if relevant, if a brother dies without any kids, and the woman is Yevama Lashuk, so then she has to do Chalitza before she's Mota Lashuk. Umiyabin es ishto, and you could also do Yibum to his wife. Aval hu einu miyabim, mipnei shuhu aser ba'almona. But he obviously cannot be miyabim because the Kohen Gadol has an additional issue that he can't marry an almona. Meis lo meis einu yotze achar amita. If one of the Zion Krovim die, that the halacha is that for the Zion Krovim, a regular Kohen Hedyot is Metame. It's Machlekes Tanoim, whether or not it's a Chiyuv or it's a Rishus. And we Paskin, the Rambam Paskin, it's a Mitzvah. However, when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, Meis Lo Meis, Eino Yotzer Achar Mita. He does not leave after the Mita. They are covered, and he is revealed. What does that mean? He's covered, they're covered, he reveals. They're revealed, he's covered. Well, what's going on with this covering? What's going on with the revealed? So the Gemara tells us that this is talking about, it's like if you would imagine Lamasha Lahavdil, a movie of a guy, you know, he's following another guy, you know, but he doesn't want to get spotted. So he waits till he turns the corner, then he turns the corner. And then he waits, and so that's exactly what the Kohen Gadol does. Kohen Gadol can't be in the same alleyway, Rashi says, as the mace. So when they turn, then he shows up in that alleyway. And when they neck, that's the way, hey niglin, hey, who nichnas? Who nichnas, hey niglin? So that's the way. So it sounds like over here that this is all gzeira. Says Rashi, Dilma asa leminga. Perhaps what's going to happen? He's not going to be able to control himself, and what? And he's going to touch it. He's going to be metame himself. And the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol is not metame to the Zayin Krum. Oh, so Eitan, you're being mechavin to the Cheshek Shlomo. Cheshek Shlomo writes in the back of the Gemara, or Shlomo Levilna, he tines that it doesn't matter that it's an alleyway. He tines exactly what you just said. Itainas, let me just see. Itainas, that as long as it's long enough, it's an alleyway that's long enough that you can't really interact with each other, so that's sufficient also. It doesn't matter if you're turning the corner. Yeah, if you see in the Yalkum of Farshim, Pirish Rashi nearly that the Ugar is Hein Nechasa Vuhu Nigla, the Hein Nechsen Vuhu Nigla. The Gears of Dilan Sarachim Vidog, nearly the Hadis Nan Belashim, the Hein Nechsen, Loktani Belashim, Yotze, the Nechnas, Shundumanas, Eno Talia, the Knis of Yitzia. It's not really Tali on entering and exiting, right? It's not Tali on entering and exiting would be master like the way I depicted that. They're in one alleyway, then I enter the alleyway. Says the Chizuk Shlomo, no, it's Hein Nichsin, it's just whether or not you're a parent or not, whether or not you're in close proximity. So the Chizuk Shlomo says, L'mashal, if it's a long alleyway and there's no Sheikhis, and I could still be Nichsin, covered, even though I wasn't, there's no Nichnas V'yotzi yet, because we're not talking about turning the corner. From the Mishnah, it sounds like it's totally on turning the corner. It's an entrance and an exit. But the way the Chizuk Shlomo learns, what Eitan's pointing out, that no, it's just totally on being nichta, being covered up, or being a parent, and ena chanami, if there's ena tali b'knis of yitzir, the mavi, da filu b'oso mavi atzmo, even if we're in the same alleyway. Ima mavi u godo harbre, o da okam b'ofen de mishkachas, she'ena ro oso an mutter lacha, mutter, so then that would be also mutter. So right, and I don't think he's disagreeing with Rashi. I just think he thinks that would be the nafkamina in the gear cells, right? So what's the reason for this? Fine, the izer kra mina mikdash will yetsi mikdushas will yetsi. Kloma yisrachik mina kir shelo yavo lide tuma. Whoa, Rashi just did something fascinating. Oh, unbelievable! Excellent, Mark. Rashi just. We just explained this din of why can't he go there? Why does he have to cover up? However you learn it, whether it's in the alleyway or not, because he's going to be matam himself. So I would have learned this whole Gemara as a din derabbanan. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Rashi learns, no. There's another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? There's another pasuk. That's where, everybody said, where's that pasuk? That's it's last week's parsha, no? Uvigdeim lo sifromu, lo sifru, menamikdash lo yetze. There's a halacha, and the Rambam passes like this in Sefer HaMitzvos. There's a halacha that a Kohen Gadol has an Isser D'oraisa, that if he hears that one of the Zion Krovim dies, and he now leaves the Avodah, so he doesn't do the Avodah, so then he violates an Isser D'oraisa. Sounds like Rashi's learning that's Pshat in our Mishnah. It's not just the Durabon and Osi Leminga, that now it's a Gzera Atu Tuma. No! The Halacha D'oraisa of an Amikdash Lo Yetzi was why? Because you're gonna come and going to be Mitame. Mamish, like what Mark's saying, that very rarely, but you have some on the books. There's a Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in Lech Achtov, he has a list of, I believe, 18 cases that you find that the Torah went out of its character of acting like Gzeiras Derabanan, that there's a protection built into the Torah. One of the examples is some of the Shittas Rishonim, Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze, that the reason why the Torah asked you to own Chametz on Pesach is so that you're not going to come to eat and be violated in Isser Karis. What do you mean? Bal Yiroa Bal Yimotze is an Isser Doraisa. Yeah, certain times the Torah itself made a safeguard for its own halach. So the way Rashi learns, and this would fit within Shittas HaRambam, that learns that this halacha of a Kohen Gadol leaving would be a violation of the rights of Menamikdash Lo Yosef. Ainu de Izru Menamikdash Lo Yetzer Mikdushas Lo Yetzer Koloma Yisrachik Menakir Shlo Yavoli De Tuma B'Hai Krav V'Kohen Gadol Oynen Ksiv D'Ksiv Le'El Minei La'Avi Le'an Lo Yitama. So that would be a violation of the rights of Menamikdash Lo Yetzer. So Shaila is, so the Mishnah goes on and says, the Yoytze Imoin ad Pesach Shar Ha'ir. And where is he allowed to pull this shtick? Up until where? Up until Pesach Shar Ha'ir. Where does that come from? Why? And let's say I want to go Vaiter. Let's say I want to be Malave in this indirect way a little bit further. Sounds like no. Outside of the ear, you're not allowed to. Who made the barrier, the gvul of the Pesach Ha'ir? So,
why? Because after that, you don't have the ball?
It's
not really clear why. So some Achronim say the reason is because afterwards, after the year, he's going to, I don't know, get into the Beis HaKvaras, and it's going to get out of whack, and we're not going to be able to limit it. And, but there's a fascinating explanation of Rav Yosef Engel. And it goes like this. Rav Yosef Engel writes, there's a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam writes that the Kohen Gadol had to have an apartment in Yerushalayim. The Rambam in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. I believe it's in Perek Vav. I'll tell you right now. So the Minchas Chinuch, the Rambam is in Perek Hei Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Halacha Zayin. V'yebeiso b'Yerushalayim ve'eino zoz mishon. Kohen Gadol is obligated to buy an apartment in Yerushalayim. Let's say he likes Tel Aviv. All right. Traffic. Fine. I'll get a helicopter. Whatever. He'll figure it out. Why can't he buy? Why does he have to buy an apartment? So the Chinuch says a Chiddush. And he says a Chiddush, not from himself, from his Talmud. He says, my Talmud told me this chat, and I think it's right. He says, the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Zayin says that when a person brings a carbon, he has to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Zechi of Lina in Yerushalayim. That after the carbon, you don't just go home, but rather you stay over. Misha mevi carbon afilu etzim ayatan lina of Yerushalayim lo yotza ad lamachar. So the Rambam, says the Minchas Chinuch, brings down this halacha that a Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim. And the Kesef Mishnah asks, he has no idea where in Shas the Rambam got this from. There's no Raya in Shas that a Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim, the Kesef Mishnah asks. So Minchas Chinuch says, it's very poshut. He says, since the Kohen Gadol had to what? Bring a carbon every day, right? So Mimela, he had a Chi of Lina every day, and that was his makom. If that's the case, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, and there's a din that the Kohen Gadol's makom is Yerushalayim, so perhaps that's exactly what the pshat in the Mishnah is telling you, that this was specifically his makom, and he had a chiyuv to stay in Yerushalayim, and that's why specifically the Mishnah says ad sheyetze ad le'ir. Fascinating pshat. Or one could suggest a different pshat, a little bit of a fancier pshat. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a second suggestion. Fascinating pshat. It really connects to the day. There is a chiddush of the Rambam, that the Rambam tells us that mikdash doesn't only mean the Beis HaMikdash. This Rambam is found in a few different places. The Rambam says the halacha is that you have to eat Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Why? Because the Torah says, Lifnei Hashem. So the Rambam says, apparently Yerushalayim has a din of Lifnei Hashem. So the Rambam translates, in the Gemaras in Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam translates that when there's a different halacha about blowing the shofar in Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash, that even if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you can blow the shofar in the Mikdash. The Rambam translates that that's not Dafka the Mikdash. That means all of Yerushalayim. And the Rashi there disagrees with the Rambam. Rashi holds Mikdash means Mikdash. The Rambam also would chap another Nafkamina. I was actually learning this with my Talmidim last week. According to the Rambam, it would chap a Nafkamina la'alocha, because there is a mitzvah to shake lulav de'oraisa 7 days in the Mikdash. Usmachtam lefnei Hashem, shivas yamin. Rabbi Yashiv, zechorin levracha, was machmir for this Rambam. And he held, based on an Aruch Lener, that Paskin based on this Rambam, that there's a chi of the Oraisa to go to the Mokom, to Yerushalayim, to the Yer Atika, and to shake lulav even bezman hazeh. I made a my shir. We made a whole machlokes between Nativ and the other yeshivas. Is there a mile of shaking lulav by Nativ, right by the Mokom Hamikdash? So Yosef Engel says perhaps it's the Rambam. According to the Rambam, you have another pshat in this Mishnah. If Mikdash is what? Is Yerushalayim? So pshat in the pasuk of Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei is don't leave. Ad Vulayir.
means that's part of the mikdash. Memela, that's where you got a din of specifically gvura here. But just a few different interesting halachas. Then the Mishnah goes on to say and says, Rav Yehuda Omer Einu Yotze Min HaMikdash Mishum Shenemar Umin HaMikdash Lo Yotze. So Rav Yosef Engel suggests, if my theory is correct, turns out the Machloikas, Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir, is actually the Machloikas, the Rambam and Rashi, whether or not Yerushalayim is Mikdash or not. That's what only Rav Yosef Engel could say such a thing. But that's what he says, what would come out of this Mishnah, if that's the pshat. Ukshu Menachem Acherim. So Rabbi Yehuda says no, he's not even allowed to go anywhere, and we take the pasuk literally that min hamikdash lo yetzei. And the Gemara is going to say later on Daf Yates that min hamikdash lo yetzei, according to Rav Meir, means mikdushaso lo yetzei, but it doesn't mean that your mom is limited to leave specifically min hamikdash literally. Shumenachem acherim derech kol ha'am over in bezeh achar zeh. So the Mishnah says, and when he's being menachem, so you have to be mechabed him. And he doesn't wait on the same line. And the mamuna is sitting on the side of between him and the, on the other side of him, and the nation's on the other side. And then he gives nechama. And when other people are menachem him, there was a special nusach, a special kibud that they gave him, that they said, we are your kapara. Who are Amar Lahen? He says to them, "Tisparchu min Hashemayim." Ukshemevaren also kol ha'am misubin ala aretz v'hu meisav ala safsal. And when they are mevaren also, what's mevaren also? This is the din of sudas havra, which is the din that the first meal sudarishayna. Rashi writes here aser lechol mishalo, but not all the rishonim agree that it's aser lechol mishalo. But the practice is that the first suda. Either the first Suda or some Rishonim hold all the Sudas of the first day, the Avel does not make his own food. And that is a din that's applied to the Kohen Gadol. So wait a second. Hold on a second. He's being Misnachem. He's getting Nichum Avelim. And he's getting Sudas Avra. That's what the Mishnah says. And there's specific laws that pertain to that for a Kohen Gadol. So you want to just give out the sheets? Minchas Chinuch is very bothered with a Rambam. Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Vav writes as follows. But he said, what's the din of a Kohen Gadol sitting avelus? He doesn't. That was the impression I got from this past week's parsha, right? But the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says in Halacha Vav, Kohen Gadol chayev v'chol divrei avelus. No, a Kohen Gadol is chayev in dinei avelus. Ela she'aser lo lekroa begadov lemala ulegadol pera ulatzis achar mita. The Rambam says no. You read very specifically what the Torah says in this past week's parsha. Begadov. Lo yifromu uvesaros of lo yifru. Specifically those nekudos. But says the Rambam, anything the Torah didn't talk about, he does. And what else did the Torah tell us specifically that the Rambam can't disagree with? A koyin is makriv onen, meaning when Aaron a koyin was an oinen, he was still allowed to be makriv karbanos, which is not true when it comes to a koyin hedyo. Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to start another avoda once he knows that he has one of the Zion Krovim that died. That which the Rambam tells us min hamikdash lo yetze applies both to Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. The Rambam tells us that a Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to stop the avoda when his Zion Krovim die, but to start the avoda, Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to, and he's mechuyev to be metame himself and to take care and to sit avelus. However, Kohen Gadol, no, he's makriv oinen, and he continues with karbonos, and he stays in Yerushalayim, like we just spoke about.
But the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says Kohen Gadol Chai v'chol divrei avilus. El she'asu lo l'kroa b'gadol l'malo v'gadol pera lo tzitzach harmita v'chol ha'om evi boyin l'nachman l'beisa. Shemivarno so kol ha'am esu ben al-aretz v'hu meisav al-asafsa. So Rabbi Yisai, I think the Rambam is quoting our Mishnah. The Rambam says he has dinei avilus and you're menachem him and there's tzudas havra, but the Minchas Chinuch points out as the star kasha against the Rambam. Look at the Gemara in Ma'ir Katan before we see the Minchas Chinuch. Gemara wants to know if tzara'as exists on a yontif. Do we deal with tzara'as on a yontif? So the Gemara talks about. So what the Gemara explains. Tashma. Vanazir va mitzaira mitumaso letaraso. Habi me tumaso nohi. Do you have the dinim? Actually, this week's parsha is unbelievable. The entire shir. Mamar's sandwich. So the Gemara says, do we deal, are we metahir the mitzaira and the halachos of tzaras? The Gemara wants to clarify. When the Gemara asks the suffix, where's the Gemara suffix? Sorry. Mitzar, it's like four lines up before the lines get wide. Mitzora mau sheyaneg taroso berega. Does the mitzora have to be noyeg the dine taras on yontif? Meaning, do we cancel all the dinim of this week's parsha on yontif? So the Gemara says, Amar Abai Toshma. Vanozir vats mitzora mi tumaso le taroso. Ha bimei tumaso noyeg. So what's the raya? Rashi says, sheyaneg taroso. The suffix Gemara shelo yavol tocha machne velo yigalech. Should he do tiglacha? Should we continue with the regular protocol, and should he come back to the machane during yontif? So the Gemara brings a raya. Tashma v'anozir v'amitzera mitumaso l'taroso, habi meitumaso. No, hey, the Mishnah is talking about a person who finished his tzaraas. But it sounds like a person who's still bit tumaso, noig tzaraso berega. I'll be made tumaso, noig tzaraso berega. So the Gemara says, no, lomi bai karma. Lomi bai be made tumaso, dilo noig, avalataraso, nigzar, shema yishar karbonoso. So Gemara says Rashi, nigzar, shaloye megaleach be moed. We should make a gzera, that's why it's talking about moed karan over here, a mitzara and a kohen gadol. Nigzar shaloye megaleach b'moi. We should make a gzera that he should not have the dinim of tiglachas, the shaving that its mitzora has b'moid. Tekevin degileach tzarech lahavi karbon. V'shem amashe karbonosov adli yontav achrov umakriven va'asal akrov karbonos yachid v'yontif. We should make a gzera. The Gemara is talking about that if he's going to do tiglachas, then he's going to be makriv. It's going to come into a situation that he's going to bring karbanos yachid be yantif. So Gemara says you don't have a raya from that din, whether or not tzaras is noyeg berega. So Gemara says, okay, we have a new raya. Tashma, v'hatzarua, the pasuk in this week's parasha, v'hatzarua, what a chazal darshan from there, l'rabos, kohen gadol, a kohen gadol can be a mitzayra. Now, there's a few complicated things about this. Does he have a din of a bal mum when he's a mitzvah? Can he actually act as a kohen gadol? Is he considered a kohen gadol apostle? Is he considered a kohen gadol that was a kohen gadol once? Not for now. But so rule, Rabbi's kohen gadol. So says the Gemara, v'ha kohen gadol de kol hashana kerega lekulei amadami. So the Gemara says, what? A kohen gadol has a din of a regel always. Why does a kohen gadol have a din of a regel always? So Soloveitchik explained beautifully. Said that a Kohen Gadol, based on very similar to all the halachas we just explained, Kohen Gadol's makom is in Yerushalayim. Kohen Gadol has to be makom and korban every day. Kohen Gadol has to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen Gadol is in a matzav of what? Lifnei Hashem. And Rav Soloveitchik said, just like on Yontif, there's a mitzvah smachtim lifnei Hashem, so too, there's a mitzvah, there's an inyan that a Kohen Gadol, what? A Kohen Gadol is always lifnei Hashem.
So he has this halacha of a regel every day of his life, that he's always lifnei Hashem. And that actually makes sense, that now that's a stira to Avelus, that he has this din of always being lifnei Hashem. He is like an automatic regel. So it comes along the Gemara and says, how could Metzaira exist by a Kohen Gadol? Doesn't a Kohen Gadol have a din of a regel? So the Gemara wants to bring a raya. You see that the halachas of Tzaras, this week's parasha, apply even on a regel. The Chol Hashanah Karegel Kuli. I'm a dummy, this not Kohen Gadol Makrivainen. Vein Oichol Shema Mina. Noig Tzaras Regel Shema Mina. So you see from here that it is Noig on regel. So that's the Minchas Chinuch. So the Rama forgot this Gemara. My cotton. Look at the Minchas Chinuch at the bottom. Vini Ladas Aram Berek Beis Me Ovel Lochavov. No, that's not it. Here. Acharamam Khan. Yeah. Achanim Mustupa Bekoin Godov Nozir Dasturum Latamas Lakrovim. Efter the Ein Chiyuv Avelus Aleihem. And by the way, that which the Minchas Chinuch just said, that a Kohen Gadol, right? There's no Avelus. That's pretty much what the Gemara Moed Katan just said, and that's what most Rishonim understand. That is Karegel, and there's no Avelus. Acharamam Khan Perek Zayin Alachavav, but then the Minchas Chinuch says, but one second, there's a Rambam that learns in Perek Zayin Alachavav, Kohen Gadol Chai V'chol Divrei Avelus. Elisha Asur Lekroa, Nere Degam Nozer Chayev, Vina Yetzel Aram Zem Mishnah the Sanhedrin Parakoin Gadol, the Mavur Shem Kishavarmos, Om Nere the Midvarim, Osim Dasa Lecho Mishalo, Ein Shavarashi, Imkain Huadin Komi Avelis. So the Rambam says that all the Dine Avelis apply, and where the Rambam get it from? From the first Mishnah and the second Parak of Sanhedrin, our Mishnah. Aval Be'emes Tlumuli Dinze. Dine mevur b'moyin katan daf yudalad amibiz v'atzarul l'rabbis kohen gadol. V'arei kohen gadol b'chol hashana karegel l'chule almadami. Disnan kohen gadol makrivoinen. Ayin sham b'rashi. Imkein chazinim b'feirish apte dine tzaras menatoyer muchen denoig b'regel mikohen gadol b'chol yimos hashana. Hari day apashal ha'ashas dim ha'metzoyer lo yineg tzaras b'regel shnu menatoyer d'regel menatoyer. Kam kohen gadol lo yineg b'shum tam tzaras. Hari day tovshu ha'ashas de kohen gadol tamin k'regel d'chulei alma. Im ken ha'mai ye kohen gadol noig avelus. Kim de b'regel ein avelus noig lo d'day k'regel domi b'chol ha'shana. So the Mechaz Chinuch, he blib shver on this Rambam. Says it's against the Gemara. So some want to say that this Gemara was only saying midoraisa, and the Rambam was being mechayvim in avelus midrabanan, or perhaps you have to be mechalek between the dine avelus, that maybe some of the nihugi avelus, are knowing to by the Kohen Gadol, and that which the Gemara said that the Kohen Gadol is keregel dami is only in as much as it's going to be a contradiction to the avoda. But if it's not a contradiction in Avoda, then those Dine Avelis wouldn't apply, like Bigdeim Lo Sifromu, and that they have to grow out their hair. Those are steerers to the Avoda. But otherwise, the Kasha is better than the Teretz. There's a Rambam that is totally being sos to the Gemara in Moin Katan, that the Pashas of the Gemara, like the Minchas Chinuch is learning, is telling us that a Kohen Gadol is Makriv Oinin, and that's now going to have ramifications outside of the Beis HaMikdash that Dine Avelis don't apply. And that's the way the Orza Ruah learned, that's the way most Rishonim learned. What compelled the Rambam to go against that Gemara, however he's going to explain that Gemara, either he'll explain that Gemara that it's only in as much as it's a contradiction to the Avoda, but in terms of certainly Huge Avelis, he will still keep. So the Rambam, what compelled the Rambam was our Mishnah. Mishnah tells us that by a Kohen Gadol, there's a Sudas Havra'ah. There's a Din Nechama. So now let me ask you a question. So according to all the Rishonim that learn the Gemara and Moed Katan Kipshuta, and they learn like the Minchas Chinuch, and they learn that a Kohen Gadol, the Torah, this past week's Parsha, that says that what Aaron HaKohen was allowed to be Makriv Einin is not Halacha only Klapei the Avoda.
But just like the Torah happened to list that Bigdeim lo sifroma, that they shouldn't tear kriya, and they shouldn't allow their hair to grow wild. That those were certain things. But that was megala. That all of dinei avelas don't apply to a kohen gadol. So then, how do they read the Mishnah in the beginning of the second parak of Sanhedrin? How do they read our Mishnah? I think you're right. So Mark wants to suggest that maybe there's a metzius that a kohen gadol has a shame avel without dinei avelus. Well, maisa, someone died in his family. We now tell him, according to these rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, that he's not to be noyeg dinei avelus, but he's still an avel. So perhaps the halacha of sudas havra and nichum avelim is not a function of nihug avelus, but rather it's a way that Klal Yisrael should respond to someone who's in a matzav of having a shame avel. And it's not because he has a din and niyug avelus that we now have to respond in that way. If in the mitzvah he has a shame avel, that now is mechayiv, this response of nichum avelim and sudas avra. Mori, this is mamish araya to the fact that on yontif you'll have nichum avelim. And you could have Sudas Avra on Chol HaMoed. Because what? Because even though you're not going to be noyeg the Dinei Avelus, but what? You'll still have Menachem. You'll still have. That's the way Rov Rishonim are going to approach our Mishnah. Whereas apparently, according to the Rambam held no. However, he's going to answer the Gemara Moed Katan, I don't know. He's going to have to answer it specifically. First of all, the Rambam has a totally different. It's unbelievable. There's a mamish, a major machlokes to the Minchas Chinuch and the Rishonim that are with him, and the Rambam. Pashat had to translate last week's parsha. What did the Torah mean when it said Bigdeim lo sifromu and Sarim? Was that now to be megala that there is no dinei avelus, or was it now to tell you that no, specifically those things? So now the Rambam is going to tell you that Gemara might call, no, that was dafka things that are soiced there, the dinei avelus. And by the way, now in light of this Rambam, that the Rambam seems to make a dichotomy. Legabi the Kohen Gadol, that he's not going to tear Kriya, and he's going to be allowed to cut his hair. But the regular Dinei Avelus will apply. That now is a source for you, however you want to slice it, and you guys can fill in the blanks. But apparently, the halachos that apply to every Avel, certain Dinei Avelus are a function of A, and certain Dinei Avelus are a function of B. Because the Rambam saw that there can be certain Avelim that they won't have those halachos, but they will have these halachos. There's Shar Dinei Avelus, and there's this Dinei Avelus. I don't know, maybe one's Kovet HaMeis, and one's for myself, and therefore I can't have the Dinim that are for myself, that are now representing my Atzvos. That's a stira to the Mikdash. That's something that can't exist. But maybe something that's Kovet HaMeis, maybe that can be. I don't know how you're going to split it, but according to the Rambam, you clearly see a split within Dinei Huge Avelus, that certain things were not allowed for a Kohen Gadol, and certain things, it's not a sphira, and he's still going to apply, that's not going to be a contradiction to the Avoda. But now you're going to have another Nukudas HaMachlekes, between whether or not Legabi and Avel, Nichum Avelim and Sudas Avra, is that a function of the Niyug Avelis? Whereas the Rambam saw that that's a Raya, that it must be, that there are Dine Avelis to a Kohen Gadol in some capacity, whereas the other Rishonim are going to read our Mishnah and say, no, the Mishnah never said that a Kohen Gadol is an Ovil, and the way we learned Parsha Shmini still exists. That when the Torah says, Bigdeim lo sifromu, that meant there's no Dinei Avelus, no Niyug Avelus whatsoever. Fine. Then the Mishnah continues to go on, and the Mishnah says, Dinim of the Malchus, we're going to have to get into this when the Gemara comes, HaMelech Lodon, Lodon and Oso, the Melech does not judge, and he's not judge him. We have to discuss which types of Melechim, Melech Yisrael, Melech Beis David, fascinating Gemaras that are up and coming. Lo Meir, Lo Meir, even though so he's not allowed to testify in court, and they're not allowed to testify about him. L'cholitz v'l'cholitzun l'ishto, Lo Miyabim, Lo Miyabim l'ishto. Gemara is going to explain why all these halachas of Melech is not to Yibim, Melech is not involved in Chalitza, and it's not done to his wife either. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Imratz Alachlot Oliyavim Zachalatov Amru Lo Ein Shomen Lo. You do not listen to him. Fine. So let's jump to the Gemara. Zok to Gemara. Gemara, Kohen Gadol done. How do you know that a Kohen Gadol is done? The Gemara says Pshita. The Gemara says, why shouldn't he be done? So the Shaila is, why is that Pshita? Tosfos, there's a few different pshatim in the Gemara. Some of the Rishonim say it's just a svara. Why shouldn't he be done? Why should you think that he's not able to be a judge? The Ran has a fascinating pshat. The Ran says, no, the reason why we know he's done is because the pasukim and shaiftim. All the dinim come to Shevet Kohuna, Avada, the Kohen Gadol is going to be done. There's Psukim and Chumashim that talk about the Kohen Gadol being done, so that was the Gemara's Pshita, it was emanating from that. Don and also Yitzchale, but we had a Svara that maybe you wouldn't judge him, even though we would know, either from Svara or from Psukim and Parsha Shoiftim, that he obviously is a qualified judge. So up to Gemara, Hanami Pshita. And this is one of my favorite Gemaras. Hanami pshita, iloi daininon lei. If you don't judge him, iu hechi dain. How could he judge? Why? Oksiv hiskoishu shuvakoishu. Va'omer esh lachish kshot atzmacha va'achrechach kshot achem. Remember, the Gemara is telling us a klal, which is not only a klal and glabei halachas of dinim that we have to, but before we start giving mussar to everyone else, you better make sure that entity that you're giving mussar, you know, a lot of times, usually what you're giving mussar is something that you're insecure about, something that you're mechusar in, and therefore, you know, you're rebuking others about that thing. First, take care of yourself. Kshod atzmacha v'achakach kshod acherim. So the Gemara says, if he's done, it has to be that he's obviously able to be judged. It's an interesting debate whether or not how specific that halacha is. That since he's judged, he now can judge others. What happens if he has a certain halacha that he's not judged in that specific halacha? But he is judged in other halachas. Is that sufficient? Shulchan Aruch writes, the Mechaber writes, that when it comes to a katan, who is Yigiel Yugim Oshana, but he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus. So Gemara says he's allowed to die. The Shulchan Aruch writes he's allowed to die. So the Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz asks on the Shulchan Aruch, what do you mean? He can't be judged in those areas. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, it obviously must be certain halachos that the Katan could be judged, meaning Midrabanan Chazal, the Gemara's in Gittin tell us, Midrabanan Chazal were Metakin, the Ketanim have Kinyonim when it comes to Metaltalin. And when the Gemara was talking about, when the Shulchan Aruch was talking about that he's allowed to judge, he's talking about in those areas of Metaltalin that he was given power and able to make Kinyanim and to be judged and to be involved in those halachos of Chosha Mishpat, the Gabi Kinyanim Metaltalin, but in Echnami, by Karkos, he would not be allowed to be judged. So the Ksais HaChoshin writes, what's the problem? Once there's certain halachos that he could be judged, so now that's no longer a chisaron of his koshu, v'koshu. Meaning, how specific were these halachos of Iskosher v'Kosher? When the Torah says, Kshoit atzmecha v'achaka kshoit acher, means the matir for every dayon is that, lu yitzur, I was in the guy's shoes, I would get that same issue, and I would be judged that same way in this area halacha, in this very specific case? Or no? Since I'm a bar nidon, since there's a yecholus in certain areas, I know what it means to be judged. I know what it's like to be a defendant. I know what it's like to sit in front of the jury. I've been there, done that. I understand it. Even though that in this specific case, I don't have the capacity to be judged. So is that now a violation of his koish shuva koish? I don't know. The svara in Musar, I would think that it would be like the Tumim understands. Every single ability to now judge and to put onto another person, now you have to understand, would that now thing be affected, but would apply to you as well? Apparently the Ksais HaChoshin understood, no, it's a global issue, that a person, it's like it's a technicality, that in order to be a dayan, you also have to be able to be a nidon. But it's not that every case-by-case basis, we have to be that we could have pictured you to be a nidon as well. Let's just finish up the Gemara. So Gzok the Gemara, So Gemara says both are pashut. Avadi has to be. We knew that he would done, and if we know that he's done, so obviously we know that dainim lay because it's kosher v'koshu. Kshoratzma v'achak kshorachir. So Gemara says Ella, it was all atu melech lo done v'lo done also tananami kohen gadol done v'done, and it was just comparing it to melech atu kohen gadol is now just brought and dragged atu melech.
Now the Gemara comes on to say another Chiddush. Hakamashmon kedisanya, fascinating Gemara. This is the Chiddush. Koin gadol shaharegasan nefesh b'meizid nerak. Koin gadol that murders someone is killed. B'shoyge goyle, but if he kills by accident, he goes to galus. But over alasev alois hasev areyu kehedi l'chol jarav, and we treat him like a regular person. B'meizid nerak pshita. What do you mean? B'meizid he kills? Avada we kill him. What do you think he's going to be off? You think that he'd just be, you know, we have different rules and regulations just because he is a position of authority? Can't be. No, the Chiddush is, how do you know that a Kohen Gadol goes to Galus? Hanami Pshita. That's also Pashit. Talk to Gemara. No. Itzrich Salat Adamina. Ho, because of Yashiv, Bad Moisa Kohen Gadol. Eim Akol De Islei Takansa Bechazara Ligle. De Leslei Takansa Bechazara Lo Ligle. No, says Dr. Gemara, what's the halacha? How long do you have to sit in Golos for? Ad Moisa Kohen Gadol. So now if the Kohen Gadol is the murderer, so what's he supposed to do? How's he supposed to... So Dr. Gemara, maybe I would have a havamin that what? That now he's going to be off the hook from Golos because Golos can't apply to him because there's no ending to the duration of Golos. Kamash Malon, and what? That you still send him to Golos. That's the Chiddush. This non, because the Mishnah says, Ha'ori Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol, Sha'ori Kasan Nefesh, and a yoitze misham lo'olam, because as the Mishnah says, a Kohen Gadol that kills, what? The halacha is, what? Tough nuggies. What? And a yoitze misham lo'olam. So that's the Chiddush. So Tosfos says, look at the top Tosfos, Jerome. Tosfos says that this is all assuming that what happened, the Gemara's and Makkas tell us that Golos is dependent on what? On what happens at the Gemar Din. When we give a Psak. Right? There's a Psak Din, Lagabi, someone who killed Beshoigig also. Does he go to Golos or not? It's not just a protection or refuge. It's a Psak Din. He has to go to Golos. So we're talking about a situation that they didn't appoint a new Kohen Gadol in the interim before they finished his judgment. Because if they appointed Zoktoisis before he finished his judgment, then what? Great. There's another Kohen Gadol there, and when he dies, he'll daven that he dies, and what? And then he'll be free to leave Golos. So Tosfos has to add in a knetch that we're obviously talking about a situation of what? Of what? Of where there's no Kohen Gadol there. Then he goes, and now he's stuck la'oilo, right? So I have a question. Then he's Eino Yotzei Misham Le'olam. That's what the Mishnah says, right? Rabbi says, I have a problem with this Gemara. This Gemara doesn't read straight. The Gemara says, Itrich Sal Chedaita. What do you need our Mishnah for? What's the whole shit, the whole Chiddush of our Gemara? We would have a half minute of that one. He doesn't go to Golos. Why doesn't he go to Golos? Why? Because there's no Kohen Gadol. And if there's no Kohen Gadol, you would have a half minute of that what? Then he doesn't go to Golos in the first place. That's a Pella. There's a Beferish Mishnah in Makkas that says what? How could you have such a ham? I mean, you didn't know Mishnayot? There's a Mishnah that says he's Eino Yotzei Misham Le'olam. This is the Ram's catch on our Mishnah. So the Gemara doesn't read straight. The Gemara says, what was the Chiddush that a Kohen Gadol goes to Golos? Why? Because you would have a ham. I mean, that's someone who doesn't have an exit pass. Is never going to go in the first place. Oh, really? So how do I read the Mishnah that a Kohen Gadol Shaharig is Eino Yotzei Misham Le'olam? Why should I have a Havamina? Of course he goes to the other. Of course he goes to Golos. So he'll tell me, no, I didn't know the Mishnah. This Gemara thing that he didn't know that Mishnah? Makes no sense. Then Toimrak, Mike's talking about season, and he goes to Misham Le'olam. So the Ram says it doesn't make any sense. So Taisa Rush says, no, maybe it's talking about, that Mishnah is talking about a person who killed in an Eir Miklat. It was talking about a specific case. Such a person is not going to go to Golos, but any other person, maybe you'd have a Havim. It's because it's such a star kasha. So listen to what the Ran says. A fascinating Ran. I think this Ran is goinus, and with this we'll close. Yesh mitartzim oid the hochi komer eni yoytzim isham la oilam im baruch sham me'atzmo. If he decided himself to go, then he's not eni yoytzim isham la oilam. Aye, what's the Gemara in Sanhedrin's Havamina that what? He's not what? He's not Chayiv Golis. There's, says the Ran, Ava Mikomakum Huduloi Lechayiv based in Golis Lechatchila. There's a difference the Ran's telling us between the Chayiv Golis
And that solo of Golos. The Ir Miklat, it comes out of this Ran, it comes out an unbelievable thing. There's Tzvei Dinim in a Golos. An Ir Miklat serves two purposes. Is that solo from the Gol Adam, you're petrified, and you need to have a refuge, you need to have a safe haven, and therefore, says the Ran, someone will go there on his own. And then the Ran says, Einu Yotzei Shom Li'olam, if you leave, the Gol Adam could kill you. Or don't leave. And then the Ran says, what? No. Then there's a Chiv of Bezdin. Then there's an Oynish. There's a Kapara. There's a second Halacha of the Chiv of Golos. So the Ran, that's the pshat by Kohen Gadol. These two dinim, and you look, the Briskarov speaks about it. These two dinim, that is exactly the Gemara Svara in Kohen Gadol. Maybe I would have never been Machayev. Aye, there's a mission that says, in the Yotzei Shom Li'olam. Yeah, that's if he opts to go to save his life. Savada, that's the case that he's talking about. Rabbi say, with this I close. But then the Ran finishes off and he says, V'imtoymer, Amayk Tonim V'nasisin Eini Yotzei Misham La'olam. Leipik B'mises Koyin Shemakdinim Tachtov, Jerome's Kasha. Frek the Ran, why is he not in a Yonah? Okay, the Ran took care of our Kasha. The Ran says there are two Dinim in Gogol. But now I have to run another Kasha. Aren't they appointing another Kohen Gadol? What's the problem over here? Let him go out for Golos when the new Kohen Gadol's replacement is going to die. Why doesn't he go out? So what's the obvious answer? Tosfos answered already. He was appointed after the Gemar Din. So the Ran says no. The Ran says even if he was appointed before the Gemar Din. Listen to what the Ran says. This is unbelievable, this Ran. The Torah only said a person, a Ratzeach, can go out, b'misas koin gadol, ele ba'oso shahoya ba'oilam b'shat ritzicha. The Ran says that the only reason the death of the koin gadol can allow you to leave is because already at the Shas Ritzicha, when you killed someone, the Kohen Gadol's Kapara was already in function. At the Maisa Avera. Whereas the Torah, with the Taisa says no. As long as what? Before you got the Psak Din, what? We may appoint a new Kohen Gadol. Okay, it goes, it works. Now there was a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Gadol died. Says the Ran, no. Part of the halacha that the Kohen Gadol saves you, and you have the ability to achieve a full kapara when the Kohen Gadol dies, is because the Kohen Gadol's kapara was already in place and already functioning, but the fact that he was a Kohen Gadol, mishas ritzicha. And even if they appoint a new Kohen Gadol before the Gemar Din, the Ran would argue with Hartosis, and the Ran would say it wouldn't work. You want to know why? Because this ritzicha was a Maiser Ritzicha without this Kohen Gadol existing. And it's a different type of Maiser Ritzicha that doesn't lend itself to Kapara if the Maiser Ritzicha didn't exist with the Kohen Gadol. Something to really think about. Unbelievable. A different Avera because of the function in the Beis HaMikdash. There was another individual called the Kohen Gadol at the Zman of the Avera, even though I had no Shaychus to such a Kohen Gadol. Shaykh. Yeah, according to everyone. Right.